everyone, welcome back to the Relationship Circle podcast. I'm your host, Beck Thompson, and this podcast is all about showing you how to stop running in circles, ditch those dating games, and let your inner compass lead the way. Today, we're going to delve into the exhilarating yet often misleading world of instant chemistry and fireworks in dating. And this topic came about because I was talking to a friend actually this week about dating, and she said to me, you know, but there wasn't that, you know, that instant chemistry or spark, you know, isn't that what I should be looking for? And I was like, no. And I have this conversation a lot with clients because I think it gets a little bit misunderstood. Like we were told a lie from Hollywood, right? We were told a lie that, you know, unless it's like this firework situation and you fall madly in love on the first encounter, that it's not going to be successful. And often that's a recipe for disaster. We'll get into that a little bit later, but it's the reason I wanted to talk about it today is that this isn't always what we should be looking for initially, because while initial attraction is undeniable, what we want to explore are those deeper qualities and compatibilities that should be sought of rather than this initial fireworks or spark. So we'll go talk about this a little bit deeper, like what is beyond the surface of this like chemistry that we have here. So people often look for like instant chemistry or fireworks, and they find them appealing because it's exciting, right? It's like this exciting energy about it. It's something that kind of feels like it draws you to that person. It makes you feel like it's right. It's this play in this like complex dance between psychology and biology. And it's, you know, it's made up of so many different things, but often we're drawn to individuals who reflect those aspects of ourselves that, well, they embody the traits or value what we desire. So it kind of, the mirroring of you and this other person creates this sense of familiarity and comfort, and that kind of lays the groundwork for attraction. So biologically, attraction's driven by your brain's like reward system. And it releases that dopamine and oxytocin out into your body. And that brings on this feel good or this bond with the person. And pheromones have a role to play in it too, because that's what happens at this like unconscious level. And all of these chemicals together can intensify the feeling of attraction, kind of making it feel like an undeniable spark. However, what happens is that this chemistry, this spark can cloud the judgment on the compatibility of the relationship. So the intense rush of feelings can lead us to like overlook the potential compatibilities or the warning signs or the red flags. And I hear it all the time in clients that they've seen the red flags, yet they walk straight past them because, you know, there was this chemistry there. Something felt good. Something had to keep going, right? So it clouds our judgment in what we're looking for. And it's important to recognize when the exhilaration of new attraction can be overshadowing deep, more substantial aspects of compatibility. So on a first date, quite often people are nervous, there's anxiety, there's this sense of like an interview or getting to know people, and therefore not everyone is rocking up to a first date being their best selves because there's a lot of anticipation, there's a lot of worry, there's often a lot of bravado, like there's stuff that comes out to play that isn't always what the actual person is underneath of that. So it's interesting that we often see these first dates as a chance to kind of get to know someone when we're not really seeing the person, and we're definitely not seeing the whole person on a first date. So if you're writing off your first date because you didn't feel a spark or chemistry or fireworks, or just be curious about that. Because it doesn't always mean that the relationship is not going to get, you're not going to get that spark or fireworks there because you didn't have it initially. So what we want to do is to distinguish between the thrill of a healthy connection and that like fireworks that masks those deeper issues in the early stages of relationship. Often the fireworks and that rush of excitement or attraction are celebrated as signs of like, yes, this is it. I've got a real promising connection. However, what I always say to clients is like what burns bright and fast burns out. So just be cautious that if it's happening really quickly and you're feeling this thrill and excitement and blah, 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 that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work or be, you know, they're going to be compatible for you. And quite often it allows us to dismiss those red flags that can happen. So it allows people to allow disrespect to happen or communication or a lack of communication happening. And because it is forgiven by the chemistry that's there, if that makes sense. I'm sure a lot of you will know what I'm talking about when I say this. So it's important not to allow that to be there and instead allow this healthy connection to grow, which could grow in chemistry, which could grow in that feeling of aliveness towards each other. And you want that sense of like this grounded sense of peace and safety and mutual respect there and shared values, right? It's important to know that your values align more so than is there that spark. Yes, I want you to be attracted to them and I want you to have this relationship, but I don't want you to be searching for something that is not necessarily going to bring you the long-term compatibility that you're after. So it's important, like as I have said in many of these episodes, to be aware of things. So to be really mindful when you're in the date, how are you feeling in the date? How are you feeling when you leave the date? You know, what is it that you have going on? Look into like your body language, your reactions, your boundaries, like what is happening? Are you letting stuff slide in here that you wouldn't normally because of this spark? When you see the spark you don't see that spark or the fireworks, are you writing them off because it's not someone that you think you should be going for because you're thinking that something should be when it's not there? So be careful of these like repetitive patterns that come up in dating that are fueled by chasing this spark. And become aware of how you're acting and behaving during the date. And I would get you to question and be curious about if you're not feeling that immediate thing, but there's something there, if it's a maybe with someone, go on another date with them and, you know, release that pressure of having to know it all on the first date and release the concept that there is one person for you, the one, our soulmate. I really don't believe that. There are millions and millions of people in this world. How can there possibly be one human for you forever? Like, that makes no logical sense to me. There's people that match you in many different ways and different people that will bring out different stuff in you. So it's not, there isn't one person for you. And if you're searching for that one person, can you imagine how much that clouds your judgment around what is possible? If you're searching for one person and it's like a needle in a haystack, right? How on earth are you going to find that one person in the whole world? Your belief will be that it's very hard to find that one person. Dating is really hard. You know, beliefs around it being difficult and taking a long time because you're searching for the one, or you're searching for these fireworks, searching for this spark. So just be curious about how these beliefs are impacting your dating. And sometimes it's not about having this instant chemistry. It is about a slow burn. It is about it building, because in order to have this connection with someone, vulnerability has to be present. And vulnerability doesn't come out on a first date. Vulnerability comes out when it feels safe, right? And playfulness has to be present. You know, Esther Perel said an amazing quote that said, playfulness, that quality of romance, humor, and the ease that is combined with authentic connection inspires both parties to go deeper. And so to find that playfulness, you have to go beyond the first date. You know, and that might be there beyond this so-called spark that you're looking for. It's important to look beyond this spark. So I hope I've been clear on what it is that I'm wanting you to do. I'm wanting you to move away from looking for this spark, this fireworks, this magic, this whatever The Bachelor and Hollywood and romantic movies has sold you as to what should be happening. This, you know, you meet someone and the music's playing and the fireworks going off and you just know that you're supposed to be with them. To be open and curious, to get to know the person on a deeper level, get to know your compatibility, get to know your values, and then from that, all you need to know is, are you going to go on a second date with them? I do not need you to know on your first date if you're going to marry them or they're going to be your lifelong partner. Do you know enough about them to want to see them for another date? Careful not to ride people off too early because you don't have that spark or that firework that you're looking for.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you got value from this, please don't hesitate to share with a friend so they can get value from this too. And don't forget to hit follow so you don't miss an episode. It's also how I keep this podcast alive.
Audience exclusive.